The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. If you're applying for a mortgage and they see in your bank statements deposits to bookies, it can stop you getting a mortgage, can't
it? Forget it, Matt. Yeah, forget it. They don't want to know because you're seen as somebody who's liable then to waste money as they see it on betting. And so it's a complete no-no. So anybody who's considering getting mortgage ready, forget having an app. If you must bet, do it in cash. There's a bookies everywhere. I mean, in my little village, there's three bookies, for God's sake. You're never far from a bookies in this country unless you live way out in the sticks.
You're talking mortgages today to us. You're interested in looking at fixing your mortgage at some stage in 2018. Why?
I think people need to get their head around this, Matt. I think it's not a case of may increase rates or rates might increase or could increase. I think everybody agrees that European Central Bank rates are going up probably next year. Very small chance at the end of this year, but it's probably next year. Now, maybe in the middle or the end of next year, we don't know. The thing about it is, Matt, the 300,000 people on variable rates out there need to think hard now about switching to fixed rates. And you know what? There's some juicy fixed rates out there. Many of the fixed rates are better than the variable rates. And, you know, you need to kind of look at it and make sure that you have an option here. I would go online. There's a very good mortgage calculator on the website of the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. It's called consumerhelp.ie. If you go to consumerhelp.ie, they have a mortgage calculator, and just put in some figures there. See what you're paying at the moment. See, would you be able to cope if interest rates went up by another 0.25%, 0.5%, 1% even, and work it out. My fear would be that, you know, as we get into this year a bit more, those very good fixed rates are going to start.
Okay, but this is
start
for
creeping
people,
up. I
this
think.
Is not for people on trackers.
No,
keep your tracker.
Stay
because you're on a better rate than you would be on a fixed.
Exactly.
However, on a variable, no, you could say, "All right, I switched to a fixed now, and it could be a year's time before the rates go up, so I've lost the benefit of the existing rate."
The funny thing is, you know, in many of the banks, the fixed rates are actually better than the variable rates. So you should really be, you know, to save money, unless you're planning to move house in the next very soon, you should be locking into a fixed rate probably anyway. For example, if you're Bank of Ireland, it's nuts to be on their variable rate because
yeah,
it's 4.5%.
Yeah, a listener here says, "I just fixed my Bank of Ireland mortgage for 3 years and I'm saving €100 a month by doing so."
That person is probably getting 3%, Matt. I mean, that's a really good rate. KBC and Bank of Ireland are both doing 3-year fixed rates at 3%, which is just incredible. Bank of Ireland also have a 5-year fixed rate at 3%. And that compares with their variable rate of 4.5%, you know. So it's a bit of a no-brainer.
You're saving money immediately by moving
hand
to
over
a variable.
Fist. Hand over fist, you're saving there. You need to be doing that. You know, you can even get sub 3% rates out there. KBC, for example, have a 10-year rate of 2.99%. Now, you need to have 80% loan-to-value or less. Bank of Ireland, again, a 10-year rate of 3.3. KBC of good rates. Ulster Bank, a 4-year rate of 2.6. That's really, really good. That's approaching continental European levels, you know. Now, mind you, that's somebody, you need to have a bit of equity built up, 80% loan-to-value or less. But 4 years at 2.6%, I mean, I would be grabbing that one with two hands. You know, that's... just
is there
no
any
dispute
disadvantage
about that.
Of being on a fixed rate?
Well, there's a few things to consider. I mean, if you want to get out of it, you're going to probably have to pay a penalty. Now, that has improved. There's a European directive that has come in and meant that the banks have to change now how they calculate the penalty or the penalty fee that you have to pay. It used to be they could charge you what they were going to lose. I mean, they're going to miss your business now. You were going to lock in for 3 years, and if you decide to get out of it after 6 months, they're going to lose 2.5 years of you on that rate. Now they just have to look at what's the alternative uses they could put that money to, and the alternative uses, put it on deposit, they'll get nothing for that. So with the exception of AIB, most of them are charging little or nothing as a breakage fee.
Stefan says, "The rates are still more expensive than on the continent. It's a rip-off. Pity I can't get a mortgage in Germany for my Irish home." But also, one listener suggests that what he's doing is he's constantly switching from bank to bank on his variables.
Right.
And he's getting cash back each time he switches.
Yeah, if you're prepared to go through that, there's a lot of cash to be had back. You know, you can get 2% cash up front, it'll pay the legal fees and give you some money as well, and some people are prepared to do that. You know, if you get into the habit of doing it, it becomes very easy, it becomes formulaic, and so he's quite smart, he's quite savvy.
A lot of people are saying if they're a PTSB, should they be moving their mortgage somewhere else?
No, I mean, I think the bank would be fine. I mean, and we've seen before, even if you know, your mortgage moves around, you should be all right. I mean, I had a mortgage with Danske, it's now with Goldman Sachs, and it's managed by Pepper. So I'm Goldman Sachs and PIMCO, I think it is, own it now. But, you know, they can't kind of touch my tracker rate. I'm on a tracker. You should be absolutely fine. People are worried because there's a lot of scare talk. But, I mean, Pascal Donoghue, the Minister for Finance, has promised today to bring in extra protections for people who are being moved, you know, their mortgages sold on. But it certainly is a worry. But, you know, I don't think people are going to be moved off a tracker rate or you know, the banks are going to, your rates will be dramatically increased. There will be better protections put in place for if future funds buy these mortgages.
Okay. Very briefly, the savings market.
Yeah.
One of the major suppliers of interest rate or deposit accounts has decided to give up on Ireland.
Yeah, Rabobank, which used to be a very good online bank, Rabodirect, they've about 90,000 customers here, about 3 billion euros in savings. They say they're shutting on the 16th of May. That is a blow because they used to be a good offer good interest rates for people with money on deposit. So it's another foreign bank just to get out of our shores. You know, so the whole banking market here is shrinking by the day.
Thank you very much. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.